It's good to see you, everyone. 여러분이 같이 만나면서 반갑습니다. I might speak Korean first or English first. Don't bother with the order. Just whatever Holy Spirit is leading me, I'll just do it. Well, thank you so much. It's good to see you, everyone. Congratulations for 50th year congregation. You know, 한국 교회도 지금 미국 교회와 거의 24년을 넘게 하고 있었습니다. It's been more than 24 years right now since you're going back to the Agape Church, and Agape Church merged with us together, so we combined all together, and it's been 9th year right now, so it's been almost 24 years. It's like a family. So that's why I'm joking around. So whoever got violated, oh, Pastor Shin, you look like a clown. But the reason I'm doing this is I feel comfortable. No? But sorry about my overreaction, but I'm really happy to see everyone as a family and glad to worship together. 정말 하나님의 백성으로 같이 이렇게 예배드릴 수 있는 것이 얼마나 감사하고 놀라운지 모르겠습니다. And since the balcony was established, it's good to see the new choir over there when I sing a 우리 찬양을 부를 때 저 뒤에서 이렇게 찬양 소리가 아주 뒤에서 나오는데 아주 좋은 할머니였고 감사한 찬양이었습니다. The balcony choir was sounds really great. So keep doing it. It sounds great. Good to see you. Okay, today's scripture, let me read in English, the Korean congregation. 수고하고 무거운 짐진 자들아 다 내게로 오라 내가 너희를 쉬게 하리라 나는 마음이 온유하고 겸손하니 나의 멍에를 메고 내게 배우라 그러면 너희 마음이 쉼을 얻으리니 이는 내 멍에는 쉽고 내 짐은 가벼움이라 하시니라 Come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest Take my yoke upon you and learn from me For I am gentle and humble in heart and you will find rest for your souls For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 오늘 이렇게 말씀을 전할 수 있게 해주신 정말 하나님과 우리 뉴 라이프 하나님 교회 또 샴 목사님께 감사를 드립니다. It's really grateful to have an opportunity. Let us to combine together to worship and let me preach Korean and English. Pastor Shan especially asked me to both language together. So I said, oh, that's unusual. Usually what we do is Pastor Shan speak in English and I translate in Korean. That's what we used to do it. But he asked me to both way. 그렇게 양쪽 언어를 하게 하신 이유는 come out from the, you're confusing, right? The reason why he asked is all congregation should come out from the comfort zone. And then realize how different and how difficult it is to worship God with a different language and culture. 다른 문화와 언어를 가진 자들이 이렇게 예배를 드리는 것이 얼마나 좀 불편한가 우리의 좋은 자리에서 벗어나게 됩니다. You always sacrifice today to worship. We came out, you're not, 우리가 앉는 자리에 평소에 앉지 못했습니다. 옆에 자리에 다른 사람이 앉아 있습니다. We're not sitting the what we used to sit in the worship hour. Next seat is a stranger sitting down there. So we're out of the comfort zone to experience what God has called us to do. It is great to have together 하나님 앞에 이렇게 같이 예배를 드릴 수 있는 은혜가 얼마나 감사한지 모르겠습니다. 예수님께서는 수고하고 무거운 짐진 다 나에게 멍에를 메고 나에게 배우라고 얘기합니다. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." What is yoke? 여러분, 멍에가 무엇입니까? 농경 사회에서는 이 멍에를 잘 알 수가 있습니다. In the agricultural culture, you understand what yoke is. I'm showing the picture. The yoke is like this, and this yoke is for agriculture farming. 농경을 위해서 우리가 이렇게 멍에를 지게 합니다. 그런데 two ox has to carry on the yoke. 두 마리의 소가 이렇게 이렇게 농경을 하는데 필요합니다. 그런데 보통 아기 소가 있을 때 아기 소가 엄마 소 이렇게 하고 같이 멍에를 메면은 아기 소는 뭐 짐질 게 없습니다. 그냥 엄마 소가 가는 대로 따라가면 됩니다. You know, when mother cows are carrying the yoke, the baby cow doesn't have to carry any burden, right? So you're not a farmer, so you don't understand. So I ask. You don't carry it. The baby cow don't carry it. Just follow what mother cow is going. But if mother cow is going this way and baby cow wants to go this direction, you're tired. At the end, your neck and you'll be really tired. 자꾸 엄마 소가 이리로 가자고 하는데 애기 소가 자기 가는 원하는 대로 가면은 애기 소는 목만 아프고 힘만 들 뿐입니다. This idea is the same thing with Jesus asks you, to come take my yoke and learn from me. That's what the baby cow has to learn from mama cow. It's similar that we have to learn from Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ clearly say, you will learn because I'm gentle, I'm meekness and humble and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. 온유라는 단어 여러분 잘 아실 겁니다. 야생, 질들이지 않은 야생 동물이 질들여져서 잘 훈련돼가지고 온순해진 것을 얘기합니다. You know, the meekness word came from the beast, the wild animal, got trained. So it is under control. So it could control their strength, it could control their temple. That's what meekness is mean. Sometimes we get angry and we want to do our own way to serve Lord. Sometimes if it doesn't work my direction or my will, we get angry. It's against the meekness because we are not training to learn from Jesus Christ what meekness is. But Jesus is teaching us how to be humble and how to be meek. Let me find the word. So how do we learn from Jesus Christ? 우리가 예수 그리스도부터 배울 수 있는 방법은 십자가에서 예수 그리스도께서 참으셨던 모든 것을 볼 수 있기 때문입니다. Jesus Christ shows how he suffered on the cross. He could use his power. He could use whatever the authority he has to show it. He's the King, mighty Lord of the Lord. But he didn't show it in the cross. He forgave the enemy. He forgave the people who doesn't know the true love of Jesus, God. 때로는 예수님께 내 뜻을 이루어 달라고 기도합니다. 하지만 하나님과 함께하는 멍에는 그렇게 가르치지 않습니다. 자기를 부인하고 자기의 십자가를 지고 예수님을 따른다는 것은 자기 절제를 통한 온유함을 배우는 데 있습니다. 베드로가 예수님을 잡으러 온 종의 귀를 베었을 때 주님께서는 이것까지 참으라고 하셨습니다. Sometimes we pray to Jesus to accomplish our will. However, the yoke with Jesus does not teach us that way. Denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Jesus is learning meekness through the self-control. Even Jesus told Peter, when Peter drew the sword and cut the servant's ear, and God says, no more of this. Hold on to this. That means he's showing the meekness in the real life. Secondly, 겸손입니다. 두 번째는 겸손입니다. Secondly is humility. Humility. 예수님께서는 하나님이셨으나 사람의 형체를 입어 이 땅에 오셔서 세상 죄를 지시고 십자가에서 돌아가셨습니다. 우리들은 고개를 들 수 없을 정도의 실수와 실패를 통해서 나의 연약함과 무능함을 알게 됩니다. 그 과정을 통해서 예수님의 겸손을 배우게 됩니다. 겸손은 예수님의 성품입니다. 연약함과 무능함을 통해서 예수 그리스도의 능력만을 의지하게 되고 예수님의 겸손을 배우게 됩니다. Jesus was God, but he took on human form, came to this earth, took upon himself the sins of the world, and died on the cross. In our life, through mistakes and failures that make us unable to raise our heads, we come to know our weakness and incompetence. Through that process, we learn the humility of Jesus Christ. Humility is a characteristic of Jesus. Through weakness and incompetence, we come to rely solely on the power of Jesus Christ and learn the humility of Jesus Christ. When was the last time you learned from Jesus Christ the meekness and humility? 여러분, 주님으로부터 언제가 마지막이었습니까? 주님의 겸손함과 온유함을 배우신 적이. 이번 라오스 여행을 통해서 제가 주님의 멍에 대해서 다시 생각하게 되었습니다. Through this mission trip, I was meditating the yoke of Jesus Christ. When I went to Vietnam, when you look at it, it was a rainy day. This is Saigon. And one sight caught my eye. When you look at this picture, I don't know if you could see clearly. This guy is a passenger. But look, everyone has their own rain gear. But this person, do you see it? It should be a laughing matter. But you have to respond. It's a laughing matter. So I caught this picture. So, oh, that's funny. How do you feel like that? And then when I went to Hajang, arrived there, you know, it has to be silent. And the night time we arrive, we have three people went there, and two of them has their own gear. So motorcycle driver prepared their own rain gear. But for me, this driver, he didn't prepare my rain gear. So I said, you have to imagine, this time you don't speak anything. It's a dark night. It just body language is coming, going everywhere. 지금 번역은 제가 그냥 예니까 계속해서 영어로 하겠습니다. 이해하시죠? I just excuse everyone to Korean congregation. This is English. It's an example, so I'm just not translating in Korean. So I make an excuse. 그래서 또 한국말이 나와요, 여기서. Why is Korean coming out? So this driver had given me and doing this, and that means share his rain gear to me. So what is doing? I ended up like this. Wow, God is showing me everything. What is? So I was doing it, and you think about it. You're just doing like this, and then rain comes down, and the air comes in, and the plastic is flowing around, so you have to hold it. Wow, this is really, really bad situation. But once you hold it like this, and you have make like this, it's like a prey shore. You know, the Jewish has a prey shore. When you make it, it becomes like your tabernacle. So I was thinking, Lord, why are you putting me in this situation? But he's giving me the image and remind me the yoke that Jesus Christ is taking. You're taking the yoke. And think about it. So when I look at it and look back, and one by one, it reminds me how God is leading me when I took his yoke and learning from him. When you look at it, I try to look outside, but you can't see it because you just block everything. And you just have to think, why? What I have to do is, I have to relax. 제가 그 자리에서 할 수 있었던 일은 지금 비바람 몰아치면서 지금 뒤에 아무것도 보이지 않는 상황에서 이렇게 갈 수 있는 것은 오직 이 운전자만 믿고 따라갈 수밖에 없었습니다. The only thing I have to do is trust the driver. He's the way, he's the Lord, he's the guy who's gonna leading me. I can't do anything. Even though I have my own agenda, I can go my way because he's the driver. I'm just sitting down behind it and holding everything. And he giving me, are you trusting the Lord? 그런 마음을 저희들에게 주십니다. 주님, 정말 주님을 믿고 따라가고 있습니까? 우리가 믿고 따르는 예수님께 대한 태도도 마찬가지입니다. 주님은 모든 것을 아십니다. 그분은 길이요 진리요 생명이라고 말씀하십니다. 우리는 고백하면서도 마음이 불안합니다. The same goes for our attitude toward Jesus Christ, whom we believe in and follow. The Lord knows everything. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, he's the resurrection. We confess by mouth, but our hearts always feel unease or anxious. 우리가 때로는 주님께 이렇게 물어봅니다. 마치 운전자를 못 믿을 때는 이게 맞는 길인가요? 이렇게 가는 게 맞습니까? 우리가 운전자를 굉장히 힘들게 할 것입니다. If you don't trust Jesus Christ, we sometimes ask, "Is you sure this is the right way? You sure is this the way to go?" We always doubt and ask Jesus Christ. But the problem is not Jesus. Problem is in us. If you trust the driver, you could relax and enjoy the moment while Jesus is doing it. Anxiety, fear is caused by lack of trust to Lord Jesus Christ. That's why 주님께서 풍랑 속에서 주무실 때 제자들이 주님을 깨우면서 주님 뭐 좀 해보세요 하고 깨우는 것과 똑같습니다. It's like in the storm when Jesus is sleeping on the boat and disciples waking up. Why don't you look for us? Why don't you scoop out the water from the boat? We're trying to wake up Jesus Christ and do it for me. But God was relaxing and sleeping. Once God is sleeping and relaxing, we should relax too. But our agenda doesn't allow to do that. That's why we don't have a rest in our heart. And secondly, when you 주의 멍에를 맬 때 꼭 모든 길이 밝히 보여만 하는 것은 아닙니다. When taking yoke with Jesus Christ, not all paths are always clear. You don't go the clear path always when you follow Jesus Christ. Sometimes there's foggy days, and sometimes you don't know where to go. But as long as you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, as for the way, He will end it up in the goodness to come. In 2010, I crossed over the Laos border. In 2025, I crossed this year from Vietnam to Laos. It's the same entrance, same guy, and same mission jacket. So 15 years is mission jacket. I told my congregation that the reason I'm not changing the mission jacket is it has a lot of pocket. I can't find an alternative jacket. If I could find it, I'll do it. But so far, I couldn't do it. Even though North Face or whatever famous brand, it doesn't meet my requirement. So I just keep wearing and sewing and doing it. But 2010, when Laos를 2010년에 갔을 때 정말 큰 꿈을 갖고 건너갔습니다. 정말 예수 그리스도를 믿는 전파를 하기 위해서 그 마을들을 방문하면서 정말 큰 것을 이루기를 갔습니다. 그러나 아무 일도 일어나지 않았고 실패와 막는 것밖에 없었습니다. When I cross over the Laos in 2010, I have a great vision and great power to finish the job. Lord, I want to preach the gospel and spread the gospel to the Bru tribe over there in Lao tribe. But every year I tried to go there, there was a block. There's always a failure. I couldn't do anything. So finally I stopped. It passed 10 years, 2025. finally, he met us with a Bru tribe in Laos, and I name it as Outpost of the Gospel. Whoever attended 9 o'clock the mission report, you will know the whole story. If you miss it, go back to the streaming broadcast and do the review. But this Bru tribe, it's like presenting. This is the my people. You're connected. So the tribe leader, the chief at that time, believed Jesus Christ was 2014. So when I traveled in the Laos in 2010, nothing happened. I tried to do a couple of years, nothing happened. Yeah, it wasn't God's timing. I realized it. 2014, God was working to this village, this person, and then slowly, slowly adding up the God's people. 2014년에 이 촌장께서 예수 그리스도를 믿은 후에 계속해서 하나님의 교회를 세워나가고 계셨습니다. 이것이 하나님의 역사이십니다. We cannot stop what God is working. So it was not clear for me. But after 2025, when I visit there, I saw it. Now it is clear, Lord, you are working there. Your people are raising up and they want to work. And then when I went to the Hajang area, to the Jiao Church, 우리가 Jiao 민족을 위해서 얼마나 기도했습니까? 그 교회가 세워지길 원했고 했는데 두 교회 중에 한 교회는 무너져가지고 없어졌습니다. 근데 황세현 목사님에 있는 Jiao족은 잘 견디고 있습니다. There was a two Jiao village, two church was trying to build up, but one church was collapsed end of the last year. So only one Jiao people were gathering, and they were facing hardship. The people, village people didn't like them, who believing the other God beside the village, their own God. They have a hard time, and the lady and family was crying all the time in the worshiping together with the Hmong tribe church. So the church leader, Pastor Hmong, connected us to let them encourage. So we prayed together because they were encouraged. They were touched by the Spirit of God, and they're learning. They're taking the yoke of Jesus and learning how to handle the persecution, how to handle the hardship in the midst of their life. So they're smiling now, the ladies over there. And Zhao people is famous with a black head, a cover. So I asked, only Zhao has a black head cover? And she said, oh, we have a 7 of them. So when do you wear a different color? So whenever they want. So that's a good answer. So there's no special occasion. 근데 우리가 볼 때 보시면은 제가 설명해 드렸지만 이 자우족인데 이 Hmong tribe를 갖고 있습니다. She is a Zhao tribe and have a black head cover, but she has a Hmong tribe head cover too. It was very interesting. I noticed it. Same thing for her. Zhao tribe head cover, but Hmong tribe's handbag. So I said, well, it's interesting. You're a Zhao tribe. How come you're carrying the Hmong tribe's handbag and scarf? She said, Hmong, Zhao, it doesn't matter in Christ. Amen. You know, 주는 영이시니 주의 영이 계신 것에는 자유함이 있느니라. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. You know, where Jesus Christ is there. Today, the Korean congregation wear hanbok, our traditional, beautiful clothes. I couldn't wear hanbok. The reason is, it's expensive. So I couldn't. Pastor Gary is our children ministry, Gary Sexton. He asked us last week to wear hanbok. He's going to wear it. So I said, oh, that's a good idea. And then we're wearing all hanbok, our choir members wearing, and our congregation wearing hanbok to show it's a different culture. But Pastor Gary Sexton said, they're not going to wear it today. I says, what? But it was a good thing, Pastor Gary. And it looks different, it's distinguished, but it doesn't matter what clothes, what language, what culture you are in Jesus Christ, because in Christ, we are relaxing, learning the peace from Jesus Christ, and we have a freedom in Jesus Christ.
그러므로 이제부터 너희가 외인도 아니요 손도 아니요 오직 성도들과 동일한 시민이요 하나님의 권속이라.
Ephesians 2:19, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. This is really comforting word for all of us. We're not alien anymore. God teared down the wall between Gentile and Jews and make us the fellow citizen in the kingdom of God and the members of God's household. Now, to be a family is very important. In the beginning, I told you, I act like overwhelming, but the reason is doing, I feel rest with meeting the God's people in the family. Last week, Elder Robert Williams was asking me, oh, next week you're preaching. My response was, I'm nervous. And Robert said, why? We're all family. It's okay to do the mistake. That word really comfort me. So that's why I'm relaxing. Even though I make a mistake, you're going to forgive me, right? Anyway, and this is the family. And in the future, and the one day, as Pastor Sean said, different culture, different language, different race, it doesn't matter. At the end, we are serving the one Lord, one God. We'll be a family in the God's kingdom together. Until then, let's have a good faith fight until the end. We're checking out from this earth and face Jesus Christ face to face. 우리 같이 기도하겠습니다. Let us pray together. 하나님 이제 진정 저희들 주님이 하시는 일, 주의 멍에를 메고 정말 meekness, 정말 온유와 겸손을 배우기를 원합니다. 우리는 가족입니다. 예수 그리스도 안에서 진정 기쁨, 가족의 기쁨을 누리기를 원합니다. Lord, we are fellow citizens in kingdom, and we are the family, this God's household. Lord, thank you so much that we could relax, rejoice, and 주님 안에서 마음껏 우리가 누릴 수 있는 은혜 주신 거 감사합니다. It is a great thing to celebrate together and worship mighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.